Well, we hear the story about Peter trying to walk on water. I guess he did walk a little bit, but then started to sink as he doubted, and Jesus catches him and saves him from sinking any further. This incident, if you read a little bit of the context, happens. We heard the first part where it said after Jesus fed the feeding of the 5,000. So you remember the feeding of the 5,000 with the loaves and the fishes that happened earlier in the day. Jesus tells them to go to the other side. Basically, they're heading back toward Capernaum, and Jesus goes up to pray. And the storm, you know, there's a storm, and Jesus walks on the water. And then Peter has this inkling, like, hey, I want to walk on the water too. And this incident, again, probably happened maybe February of 32 AD, maybe about a year before Jesus dies, a year and 2 months or whatever before he dies. But Peter has this inkling. There's an element of faith in this account. Peter has this inkling of faith, or like, if that's Jesus, I want to walk on the water too. And, you know, he had this movement within him, because why else would he ask the Lord, hey, Lord, command, or can I come on the water, Lord? And Jesus says, yes, you can. But Peter is asking the Lord. It's almost like Peter is doubting that it really is the Lord. And secondly, if Peter has this inkling that it is the Lord, why doesn't he just get out on his own, not ask the Lord? You see, there's an element of a weakness in faith. Now, certainly we're supposed to pray to the Lord and ask for God's help. But some, you know, we have these movements within us. You know, this faith applies, obviously, to us. We have movements within us at various times throughout our lives, right? Obviously. The Lord is working. The Lord is moving in us. How do we respond to those movements? You know, we can say, Lord, is this really you? Is that really you, Lord? Are you really here talking to me? Are you really communicating to me? We can do it that way. You can say it that way. Or you can just know it's the Lord. You see, there's a distinction. Do you know it's the Lord talking to us? That the Lord is moving us? The Holy Spirit moving our hearts, moving us? You see, that would be, in a certain sense, a greater faith. Now, we're certainly supposed to go and ask the Lord, are we doing your will? But sometimes, you know, we just know it, you know, through instinct or intuition. It's just like, it's the Lord. That's one of the things, you know, about as we grow in virtue. As we grow in virtue, we don't have to think about it as much, right? And we just do it. We just do that which is good. You know, the same with our faith. You know, in the sense that we just know it. It's God talking to us and speaking to us. You know, you read about this in the Old Testament, a number of figures. One of the figures is, certainly Abraham. He was growing in his faith. If you read his story, he was called out of the land of Ur of Chaldeans. That was kind of his first part of his faith. But eventually he gets to the point where Abraham is asked by God, or told by God, basically, go and sacrifice your son Isaac. Remember, this Isaac was supposed to be the heir, how Abraham was going to get all his descendants. And God tells him, go and sacrifice your son Isaac on Mount Moriah, which, oh, by the way, is Mount Calvary. But go sacrifice your son. And Abraham, he just does it. He does it. I mean, he didn't actually do it because God intervened and told him not to. But there is a case where Abraham, God said, and he did it. You know, he didn't say, is it really, you know, do you really want me to do this, Lord? Okay, so that's the thing, you know, first thing about Peter, you know, he gets confirmation. Nothing wrong with that, but his faith is a little weaker, and Jesus acknowledges that. You know, another situation is we might want to have signs shown to us, you know, like, God, if it's your will to do this, give me a sign. You know, Gideon, that happened to Gideon in the Bible, the Old Testament, where Gideon was supposed to go and do something for the Lord, and Gideon said, well, Lord, if it's really you, have this fleece, have the fleece get wet, and the ground around it stay dry. And it happened. And then Gideon says, well, Lord, I'm not really sure if it's really you, but do it the opposite. Have the ground get wet and the fleece stay dry. And it happened. So there's a situation where it's like, person was wanting to see, have signs, you know, we can do the same. It's like, Lord, if you want me to do this, you know, have the bird fly in front of me or whatever it might be. You know, it's like, God might work that way, but probably not usually. I mean, it can happen. But if we need signs, do we really have a trusting in the Lord? Like, if you really think that this is what the Lord wants, I don't need a sign. And the sign actually can backfire, you know. Well, I saw the sign, and that was not the sign from God. So we have to be careful about looking for signs, you know. It's like, because God normally doesn't talk that way. He really just talks to us like you heard, you know, in that first reading, in the gentle breeze, you know, just like softly. So are we listening? Are we paying attention? And just having that faith. So signs, got to be careful about those. The other thing, you know, Peter, once he gets on the water, then there's doubt that comes in. Jesus acknowledges that. You doubted and you started to sink. Do you think Peter had doubts before he got on the water? Probably. You know, this is the thing. You know, if we have doubts about doing something before we're going to do it, you know, maybe we shouldn't do it in the first place. But if we know it's from God, then that doubt should really diminish. And then if we know it's from God, when we actually step out and we're actually doing whatever, to have that faith and trust, you know, if this is really the Lord's work, if this is really what he wants, it's going to happen. To dispel that doubt. Now, unless you have doubt before, then maybe we shouldn't have started off and did it. Maybe there was some validity to the doubt. But to have a confidence, have a faith. You know, one of the things, you know, you read in the New Testament, you know, Mary, certainly, she said her yes. Didn't know all that would happen in her saying her yes to being the mother of God. Remember the woman with the hemorrhage? She's like, if I just can touch the Jesus' cloak, I'll be healed. It's like she just had that confidence. To touch that cloak. So I think this, to have this confidence and not doubt. And the Lord actually says, you of little faith. He says that to Peter. Now again, Peter he's growing in his faith. It's interesting if you read the next day or the same day, it's the fourth watch, so it'll be early in the morning. That same day, if you continue to read the Gospels, you hear about the bread of life discourse. Remember that, where Jesus reveals for the first time, like, hey, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you won't have eternal life. And many of the Jews thought he was crazy, and he's asking us to be a cannibal, and they left. And Jesus turns to his disciples and says, hey, do you guys want to leave too? And Peter says, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of everlasting life. Peter's faith was growing. You know, he acknowledged that Jesus was God. So this is the thing, you know, our faith, we're called to grow in our faith, and we don't have it all figured out, and sometimes we struggle and difficulties and this kind of thing. But we're growing. That's what we're called to do, is grow in our faith. So this is important to ask, you know, through prayer, to ask our Lord to help us to grow in faith. You know, and think back and reflect back on our experiences. You know, it's just like, you know, I struggled a little bit. I had some doubt in the situation. Oh, Lord, I really didn't trust you here. I just did not. To reflect on that and ask, you know, why didn't I? Well, I was afraid, or peer pressure. I didn't want to look stupid, or whatever else might be. To look at that, you know, examine our lives. It's just like, yeah, okay. Because that's, you know, we're groaning in humility and doing that. It's like acknowledging who I am. That's humility, who I really am. My weaknesses and my strengths. And then God can work with us. He can work with that. You know, it's in Scripture where he can work with the humble, because the humble can be formed and receive him and be helped. So certainly something for us to pray, to, like Peter, to help, have us, Lord, help us to grow in our faith.